Paul, Power 96 Sports. Well, some of the girls' section basketball pairings are out. In Section 1, Class A, Blooming Prairie gets the number one seed. They will play Thursday at home against the winner of a Tuesday game between Rushford Peterson and Leroy Ostrander. They're the 16 and 17 seeds. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons is the 11th seed in Section 1 Class A, and they will play at 6th seed Grand Meadow on Thursday. In Section 2 Class A, the 8th seed USC girls go up against number 1 seed Waterville Elysian Morristown, but they don't play till Monday, next Monday, the 24th. Albert Lee and other teams still have games left. I mean, the Tigers have 3 games left this week, so they're not going to get their pairings set for another week yet. Wrestling team sections were decided over the weekend. Teams going to state from this area are Grand Meadow, Leroy Ostrander, Southland, otherwise known as GMLOS, in Section 1, Class A. Owatonna won the Section 1, Class 3A title with a trip to state. Now, the Austin Bruins dropped a couple of games at home to the Bismarck Bobcats over the weekend, losing on Saturday 3-2. And that drops them to 24-15-2-4 on the season. Up next, a pair of games on the road against first-place Aberdeen Wings. And then they'll return home to Riverside Arena Friday, February 28th, and Saturday the 29th, Leap Day, where they'll be hosting the Bobcats once again. Bismarck in second place in the Central Division, 7 points behind league-leading Aberdeen, while Austin is fourth. They're 3 points behind Minot, and now 7 back of Bismarck. The Riverland Blue Devils men's basketball team defeated Ridgewater 95-84 Saturday in Hutchinson. Blue Devils guard Terrell Smith led all scorers with 26 points. Riverland guard DeAndre Anderson netted 18 points. He went 5 of 8 from three-point land. The Devils are 21-4 and ranked 7th in the country in Division III junior college basketball. They'll be in La Crosse Wednesday to play Western Technical College. And they wrap up their regular season Saturday against 5th-ranked St. Cloud at 3 o'clock. And you'll hear that game right here on Power 96 Sports next Saturday. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.